Need an honest, reliable service centre for your car? Then contact United Service Centre Toongabby. They perform mechanical repairs on all types of vehicles and are specialists in top quality European cars too. And all work is at very affordable prices. You'll find them at 5 Picasso Crescent, Old Toongabby, next door to United Fuel on Fitzwilliam Road. Book your next vehicle service on 9631 1179. You'll be so impressed, you'll tell all your friends. United Service Centre Toongabby is a proud sponsor of The Morning Magazine with Happy Jack and Alive 90.5.
The director of Cherrybrook Real Estate, Sam Ramone, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District. He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramone from Cherrybrook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor.
Australia is facing a devastating season of bushfires, losing millions of hectares of bushland, wildlife, property, and tragically many human lives too. Please join us at Northmead Bowling Club on Saturday the 22nd of February from 1pm till 6pm for a family day fundraising event with all proceeds going directly to Horsley Park Rural Fire Brigade. There'll be fantastic live entertainment with Lenny's Girl and Party Inc., raffles, face painting, petting zoo, a huge kids' playground, sausage sizzle, fire trucks, and Alive 90.5 doing an outside broadcast. Come along and join us as a way of saying thank you to the men and women who bravely put their lives at risk to save others, and to remember those who pay the ultimate price while doing so. It's at NBC, that's Windsor Road, Northmead, Saturday the 22nd of February, 1pm till 6pm, and this message is gratefully supported by Walsh & Sullivan Real Estate, Barking Dog Boxing, Northmead Bowling Club, and Alive 90.5.
This is the third hour.
Drink that blood. Every drop. Every drop. What a thirst.
Take it away, Lord, with this week's movie review.
Holy smoke. This week's movie is the 1956 black and white The Sea Creature. This is another movie about the supervisor. She was, in 1956, when she was still in black and white. Working in a circus. What? Working in a circus as the assistant to a hypnotist named Lombardi. When Lombardi goes a bit mad after listening to the smorgasbord, he accidentally, on purpose, hypnotizes the supervisor and then accidentally, on purpose, transmogrifies her into a huge prehistoric sea creature. Lombardi then uses the sea creature to kill all those who do not listen to the smorgasbord. The supervisor ends up taking back control of her own will and soul and declares war on Manly Football Club. My rating? I love black and white. Gidget, your rating?
I want to be a she creature.
I could organise that. Supervisor, your rating?
My first one was water under the bridge.
Oh, yeah?
Now, Lord Pig drowned underwater.
Oh, wow.
He won't be here next week.
It's a bit harsh.
I thought Gidget was
going to... Say goodbye.
I thought Gidget was going to say, I want to be a she-male.
But oh, I can organise that too.
You know what? With the water under the bridge, now John Robb is going to be under the bridge.
We're going to go together, Lord.
Looks like the supervisor and get you to run on the show on their own next week, Jono.
Well, could be good.
We've got a request, John, by the way.
Have we?
One of the Mudbank boys, Tony Peduto. G'day, Tone. Long, long time. He wants to know if we've got any Rocky Erickson.
Not here tonight.
I don't think I've got any at all of you.
No, I'll have to have a look.
We'll have a squiz, Tone.
I'll make a note. Rocky Erickson.
Can you write?
Yeah.
And you own a pen?
I went to Des Moines Boys High.
Oh.
Now, I've got to give a shout-out to Farmer Brown up in Corindai. He's listening tonight. And our old mate, our newest best friend, Mr. Anthony.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's Tone.
Nice to know you're there, Glenn. And Susan. Susan out at Coogee, otherwise known as Michelle. She's with us tonight, too.
That's as clear as thick ink.
Yeah, she'll know who I'm talking about. That's all that matters.
Wind up that gramophone!
The bird with feathers of blue is waiting for you back in your own backyard. You'll see your castle in Spain through your window pane back in your own backyard. Oh, you can go to the east, go to the west, someday you'll come weary at heart back where you started from. You'll find your happiness lies right under your eyes back in your own backyard. Go to the east, go to the west, someday you'll come weary at heart back where you started from. You'll find your happiness lies right under your eyes back in your own backyard.
Rock and Roll Smorgasbord presents Weekly World News.
Originally recorded in 1928, old Al Jolson, back in your own backyard.
Yeah.
You can get that on Spotify or, you know, or some of those streaming services, but we play the original 78 right here on Alive 90.5.
That's us.
And I hope you enjoyed it. Wasn't in too bad a condition.
I think it was really good. It's lovely, but I always love when you play the 78.
Oh, yeah. Aww. You just love me.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
Little squeals of excitement. All right, Weekly World News. Then we have In Concert Tonight, which is Joe Walsh, Mahogany Rush, and James Taylor. Who's going to lead the news tonight?
I'll roll the, a four-sided coin.
Okay.
Hang on. Oh, you.
Again?
I don't know how you keep winning.
I'm good at winning.
It's almost like it's rigged.
I've seen the dice. 4, 4, 4, and 4.
Hey?
It's four-sided.
Yeah, it's got, oh. But it's got the same number every side.
Ah.
I see.
Said Blind Fred.
All right. Mel's in Switzerland.
Yeah.
Police are looking for the killer of 11 deer hunters whose body were found in the woods during the past 2 months.
Okay.
The men, aged 22 to 54, were discovered hanging from trees, skinned and gutted.
Ah.
So someone didn't like them deer hunting.
Gosh. I wonder if it was a deer that did it.
Oh, yeah.
A deer
it could
with a
be
knife.
Oh, dear.
A whole
or a sharp
club
horn.
Of deers.
Yeah, could be.
A sharp horn.
Yeah, don't deers have horns or antlers?
Antlers.
Mm.
You could
they could sharpen them.
Yeah, you could sharpen an antler.
Yeah, well,
I reckon.
But skinned and gutted. How did they skin them?
Oh, they got their other furry friends to help them.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds like torture.
Like what was that thing in that book you were reading about?
The bunyip.
The gimp, that was it.
Oh,
the
okay.
The bunyip.
Oh, bunyip gimp.
All point right. taken.
The fall of the Iron Curtain, including the Berlin Wall, has been seen by some as a huge indication that the world has gone soft. Scientists at NASA in the United States have been keeping an eye on the planet Pluto for many years.
Oh.
NASA have known for ages, or years, I suppose we'd say in Australia.
A long time.
Oh, yeah, that too. That the Plutonians could come to Earth. However, it is unknown if the Plutonians mean to invade Earth or just drop in for a holiday.
Do the Plutonians talk like that, do they?
I think they do, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. NASA believe that the Plutonians now think Earth will be easier to invade since we have no great big bombs.
Oh, we don't have any anymore.
Oh, we've got a handful, but, like, not millions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I look forward to that.
Yeah,
when
the Plutonians
are they Plutonians or Plutopians?
No, well, the Plutopians, they come from the third moon of Pluto.
I didn't know there
Plutopia.
Was one. Oh, okay.
Is that right, Supervisor?
Probably not.
Just serves me up.
Reminds me of the cartoon dog Pluto. So is there heaps of them?
A Pluto dog?
Yeah.
I've eaten one of them.
Yeah.
Remember Pluto?
They're delicious.
Pluto. Oh.
And Mickey Mouse and
yeah, exactly.
Goofy and Pluto.
Oh, I've never eaten Mickey Mouse.
Haven't you?
No. Oh. That video on YouTube
yes.
of me eating Mickey Mouse, that's yeah. all made up rubbish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. None of that's true.
Can't trust YouTube.
No.
Did you know you could cut funeral costs down even more?
If you don't die.
Exactly.
Oh.
You can now buy a do-it-yourself coffin kit.
Oh, what, from IKEA?
Well, it's a bit like a IKEA, yes. So this inexpensive kit includes a fold-out coffin.
Yes.
A duvet set.
Ooh.
And an urn. So if you want to, you know.
How much do you have to earn charred, to afford one?
All for a bargain price. Oh, but sadly this doesn't include undertakers, a grave or transport. But this roughly costs around £256.
Does it come as a flat pack?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
What a You've got to put idea. It together. It is a flat pack.
Well, suppose coffin. If you're in a coffin, you would be a flat pack.
So well, if you got run over beforehand...
Oh, that's true.
You'd be a flat line anyway.
Yeah.
So if you own an old ute and you got 256 pounds, you could drive. Oh no, hang on, you can't drive to England because there's an ocean in the way.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
so
okay. Just next time, get a boat.
What's the bet the funeral directors wouldn't, you know, you have to buy their coffin?
You don't have to.
Well, that's, yeah, that's what they'll do.
Well, hang on, if you say, I don't want to buy a coffin, they're not going to just put you in the back of the hearse, not in a box.
No, in a ute. I like my idea.
You go in the back of, yeah, but you pay for their transport and everything and for them to say, sadly, this person's passed away. But what, just not the coffin. Oh, yeah, and also they have pimped out coffins. So they're all, like, glittery and ones with lights.
Pimped out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They call them pimped out coffins. Yeah. So they're all, like, full-on glittery and lights and stuff like that. But there's
no, what you do is you put batteries in the coffin so that it glows in the dark. It's only got to glow for like a couple of days.
Yeah, maybe. Exactly. Yeah.
Put me on one of those, in one of those with all the lights and the glitter, and just play, do you want to touch me? Do you want to touch me? Do you want to touch me there? Yeah.
No, thanks. All right.
I was thinking.
Well, thanks, Gidge.
When you drop dead. Go, Gary. When you drop dead, I was going to bury you in the boot of a P-76.
I'd be happy to do that.
Yeah, because they're a big machine.
Wouldn't want to waste the P-76, though.
Well, that's true.
Who's next? Me. San Francisco.
Overseas.
A despondent young man, determined to die, leaped from the towering San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge and splashed down just feet from a psychiatrist in a rowboat.
Oh, how lucky is that?
That's right. Police say Hamill Popel, age 23, later reported in serious condition at a San Francisco hospital, could not have survived the icy water if he hadn't landed just 6 feet from the boat occupied by psychiatrist Dennis Tyson.
Oh, what's his name's brother?
No, it's spelled T-I-S-O-N, T-Y-S-O-N. When you jump off a bridge trying to kill yourself, the two things you need most are a shrink and a boat, one policeman said. This guy managed to find them both, and if he hadn't, he probably would have drowned out there. So there you go. That's a bit of good luck.
Wonder how much that cost him.
And then he became his psychiatrist and sorted out his problems.
Sorted him out.
It's meant to happen.
Yeah.
Company for Lord Pig next week.
Mm. Oh, good on ya. Woman in Northern Territory charged by police for murder.
Oh.
Oh, dear. Whilst watching the TV in her caravan, local unemployed 88-year-old Janice Elford Tear spotted a huge spider crawling into the caravan. She rang the local police, knowing that some Northern Territory spiders are dangerous. The first officer who arrived, Private Warwick, was so deathly scared of spiders that he immediately shot himself. Oh, he's clever. Detective Malcolm, also from the Northern Territory, has reported that the 88-year-old will be arrested for murder because she should have known that the police private was scared of spiders.
Ooh.
How could this? Nah.
What, you reckon he shouldn't have been?
Well, how is she supposed to know that some random cop is scared of spiders?
I suppose you have a point there.
She's just some old thrashed 88-year-old living in a caravan.
That's not very nice.
Oh, I didn't say that. Is my microphone still on?
That's a bit harsh.
Gosh.
You're definitely in the harbour.
Could be your grandmother. Lovely.
Could be.
He's just laughing.
I'm a sick man. I need help.
You've had 3 weeks off.
Turn this microphone off, please.
The supervisor has spoken.
A woman had to head over to emergency department after suffering from severe abdo pain. Abdominal pain.
Oh, that's better.
She ate a piano.
Surgeons close enough found a massive cyst in her ovaries.
Were they able to assist?
They were, before pulling a mass of hair from her body. It is believed this gigantic mass of hair has been growing in her since birth. So over 30-something years, this mass was that big. It was massive. Hair. It's been growing in her body.
It's not like one of them...
Those
twins that get gobbled up by your body, is it?
Hey?
Yeah. Yeah, there's some people that believe that if you're twins, one of the bodies sort of overpowers the other body and... I don't know.
Was it cousin it?
Yeah. No, that happens in the first 12 weeks of pregnancy.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And they are reabsorbed by the other twin.
Yeah,
it wasn't. Exactly. What if this bunch of hair, cousin it, might have been reabsorbed?
But how it was growing since birth over 30-something years. She's had a few kids already, so, and it was still growing.
So is this hair that? Instead of growing outwards on your skin...
It's growing inside.
Growing inwards.
Inside, yeah.
Like an ingrown hair, but on the inside.
Yeah. Oh. It was more than hair on her head. It was massive.
Massive?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's like an ingrown toenail, only different.
Yes.
I see.
Yeah. Does that explain it for you?
Now it does.
Oh, you better check Nathan out, don't forget.
I don't know what that means. I actually thought it was Cousin It for a moment.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah.
Morioka in Japan. Are you listening?
Yes.
I am. Overseas again.
A fisherman, you'll relate to this.
Yeah.
A fisherman was swept from his trawler 130 miles out to sea during a major typhoon, sucked up into a tornado and deposited a few feet from shore 70 minutes later.
Wow.
Hideo Fukuda.
Hideo, yeah.
Age 27. Says one moment he was in the raging ocean and the next he was in the air when he was whirled around like a rag doll.
Whirled around?
Yes, in a tornado. The tornado dropped me about 20 feet up, but I landed in the water and wasn't hurt, he told reporters. God was with me.
He's a lucky rooster.
He certainly is.
That's all I got to say.
That'd be scary, wouldn't it, being whirled around like a rag doll?
Man. Well, he might have been related to Cousin It. Could have been.
Oh, I know. Maybe Cousin It is growing inside of you.
Oh.
Maybe that's why you go a bit... We thought it was wind, you know, earlier.
Right, yeah.
But I don't think it's wind. I think I need to take you to emergency department. I think Cousin It's growing inside you.
If it is Cousin It, he needs deodorant.
Good on you.
And so get an incense stick.
Cousin It's inside me singing Led Zeppelin or something.
Yep.
Right, Now it's starting to make sense.
Or something.
Man eats hot dog. Hot dogs.
Whoa.
Till he dies.
It sure wasn't a Pluto pup.
Oh, no, yes.
No.
It's a hot dog.
From hot Pluto. Dogs.
A man in Japan, that's where your bloke was from.
Yeah.
Wonder if it's the same rooster. Has attempted to beat his hero in a hot dog eating contest. His hero, Takira Kobayashi, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Sounds right to me.
Yeah. also known as, gee, that's hard to read. I don't know, the typhoon. No, the tsunami, the tsunami. Also known as the tsunami, holds 15 world records for competitive eating. Now, as a side dish, I saw a photo of this rooster and he's as skinny as a rake.
Really?
And he has 15 Guinness Book of World Records for competitive eating.
That and means says, shoving as much shoving down your throat
in,
as you
shoving
can.
Shoving it in, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Competitive eating.
Yeah.
Gosh. You know what? The coffins, the flat pack coffins,
yeah,
were invented in Japan. So maybe, well, now he'll need a flat pack coffin.
It's all starting to come together.
It all fits together, doesn't it?
The Japanese man has attempted to break one of the records. Hot dogs. The tsunami ate 50 hot dogs in 12 minutes in 2001. That was one of his records. His fan attempted to beat his record but died in the process.
So how many did he eat?
The fan?
No,
the tsunami.
Dogs. Yeah, it's tsunami. Yeah,
50 hot dogs in 12 minutes.
Whoa.
50, 5-0.
But how he, like, physically...
I don't know.
He must have just kept his mouth and throat and everything open and just pushed them down there. He didn't even chew, even slightly.
Have you ever seen footage of these eating competitions?
Yes, I have.
Unbelievable. Makes you feel crook just looking at it.
Yeah, I always feel sick.
Yeah. The fan attempted to beat the record but died in the process. The man has never been in a competitive eating contest in his life. He only ate 6 hot dogs in 20 minutes.
And he died.
Oh, and he died? Dead.
Yeah.
I think I could eat six in 20 minutes.
Six is a lot of hot dogs.
Oh, no.
Not when you like hot dogs.
No, I don't think six is that... Like, it is pushing it. You'd feel crook after, but dying, that's extreme.
You might have a hot dog allergy.
Yeah, it might turn red.
Yeah.
You seen those American food competitions, how much they eat?
Yeah. We've seen them on the Idiot Box, haven't we? Yeah.
They eat more than six.
But this guy wasn't a competitive eater. He's just some, you know, fan.
Amateur.
Not some competitive flat anymore.
Yeah. Yep.
He's a bit flat.
Yeah, he's a bit flat, yeah.
Any more?
Not from me.
Okay. Well, that's good then. I did have one more, but we got to fit in concert in.
Yeah, we do.
Mm.
I think we can do this story.
Oh, go on.
People who suffer from high blood pressure are far more likely to have memory problems and trouble thinking when they get old or when they age.
Very true.
Very true. Yeah.
The long-term study, co-written by researchers at the University of Hawaii, tracked 3,700 men over a 30-year period beginning in the 1980s.
Okay.
Those who had high systolic blood pressure at middle age were more than twice as likely to have trouble remembering, thinking abstractly, and concentrating when tested at around age 78.
Oh, you're allowed to have a crook memory when you're 78, aren't you?
For every 10-point increase in the blood pressure reading, there was a 9% increase in thinking problems later on.
Oh, later on?
Yeah, Ron Fenitica.
Yeah, Ron Fenitica, yeah.
Mm. What about 58?
The, sorry.
So what about age 58?
Well. You better get your blood pressure checked.
Oh, yeah, I've got to get something checked.
It's fine now.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's already done the damage.
Thanks a lot, you pair.
Waiting for Mr. Damage.
All right, you started it.
That's enough. All right, in concert, Mahogany Rush. Mahogany Rush.
Yes, your blood pressure.
Joe Walsh and James Taylor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that hurts. Oh, yeah.
For all of you, audiences left us before a long time ago.
They're behind you.
And for those of you who wanted to get down, start rubbing. Jimmy Hendrix.
We'll be right back. yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans we made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down the song. Just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days and I thought they'd never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me to make a stand. You just gotta see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. And I won't make it any other way. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times and I could not find a friend. But I always thought I'd see you again. So I'm walking my mind to an easy time, back turned towards the sun. Lord knows the cold wind blows, get to turn head around. Yeah, there's hours of time on the telephone line, talking about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days, man, I thought they'd never. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought I'd see you somehow one more time again, yeah. Thought I'd see you one more time again. Been a few things coming my way this time around. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you, fire and rain. Thought I'd see you just one more time, Suzanne. La, la.
Over 30 years experience, you'll be in great hands at Granny Flat Leaders. The dream starts in your backyard. Our vision is to combine investment, design and construction to make your dream come to life. We want to help inspire you to make a change and experience great life improvements through Granny Flat Leaders. Call us now on 8076 1613 and ask us how, or visit www.grannyflatleaders.com.au. Sponsor of the Jukebox Jive program.
The team at Dependable Security Group specialise in the latest security and CCTV systems on the market today. Their factory-trained technicians can come to your premises and carry out installations, repairs and service on all popular brands. Ask about the DSG Security Health Check. Dependable Locksmiths are part of the Dependable Security Group. Station sponsor.
Have you seen the latest edition of the Hills to Hawkesbury Living magazine? There are great new sections on local living legends, together with history and photos from the past. Our What's On will let you know about local events. There's our much-loved TV guide and our classifieds that will link you to the best trades and services in the area. For over 33 years, the Hills to Hawkesbury Living has been the magazine for the community and now a proud station sponsor.
Hope you enjoyed In Concert tonight.
Oh, Jono, that was out of control.
Out of control?
I was having a natter, you know what a natter is, to the supervisor.
Yes.
Whilst we were off air listening to that.
Yes.
And she was saying that James Taylor's one of her favourite tracks.
Oh, it's one of my favourites.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite as well.
Yeah, it's an absolute pearler. Yeah.
And Joe Walsh, Rocky Mountain Way, from an album called You Can't Argue With a Sick Mind. Well, when I read that,
you can't.
Just had to play that.
Yeah, there's no argument there.
And who was it? The Mahogany Rush and their version of Purple Haze.
So good.
Yeah. Well, they were all good, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I thought.
Yeah, they were. They were excellent.
Gidget, lovely to see you again.
It was lovely to be here.
Lovely to see you again.
Aww.
Will you be here next week, or are you going to grace us with your presence, or the week after? Oh, see, I get the sign signals.
Well, she does sign language.
I haven't seen Mr. Terry yet. I hope he's on tonight.
Oh, yeah, Swanee. Miss Swanee.
How I love you. How I love you, Swanee. Well, I hope he's here tonight. Otherwise, his listeners will be very disappointed.
Yeah.
He might be just running late. Anyway, we'll say good night. The supervisor, well, I was going to say thank you for keeping him under control, but he didn't do a very good job tonight.
I'll see you in March.
What, are you going to march out, are you?
Yeah, I won't be back.
Marching.
Yes, you will.
Marching.
Yes, you will. I like your hair.
I don't.
I can't do anything right.
No.
Lord Pig, we'll see you next week.
Thanks, mate. We'll be here, Moon the Supervisor.
She said she won't be here next week.
She'll be here.
She'll be here. Come on,
Supervisor. The show won't run without you.
Good night, everyone.
It'll break down.
We'll leave you with Akadaka and Down Payment Blues. We'll
love see you this. Next week. Love this.
I know. All righty. See ya.
Bye.
If you want to use our Facebook page to make a request for next week, feel free to do so. Just Rock and Roll Smorgasbord. John Robb, Lord Pig, the supervisor and Gidget saying good night.
Good night.
Nice to be back.
Good night. We'll be right back.
At Waterflow Plumbing, we trust and respect our customers. In turn, our customers know that we will always strive to put them first and treat them with respect, honesty, and give them the best in plumbing. A good relationship with our lifelong customers works both ways. We at Waterflow Plumbing are proud to assist our customers throughout the many stages of their plumbing life. For all your plumbing needs, call Waterflow Plumbing 0488 300 480 or email info@waterflowplumbing.com.au. Waterflow Plumbing, station sponsor.
In Australia, the Federal Police receive a report of a missing person every 15 minutes. National Missing Persons Week is July 28 to August 3. For over 100 years, the Salvation Army International Family Tracing Service has been locating missing family and relatives. Today, they have a 75% success rate. There is hope. To locate a missing family member or relative, call the Salvos International Family Tracing Service. 1-300-66-7366. It's a free service.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest news, brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
I'm Sophie Clark. Defence Force personnel and medical staff have met a quantum